Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium, downtown Chicago, Illinois. You don't want to miss it because you don't know what's going to happen here. You can also visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Lauren. And I'm calling from Milwaukee, and I'm slightly afraid now to ever go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Lauren, it's nice to have you with us. Carl Castle will now read you three news-related limericks, as he is wont to do, with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Yep.
Here's your first limerick.
Many drivers with gadgets do fumble, so our sirens are just a faint mumble. When they're going too fast, we let subwoofers blast, and they feel a low seismic
rumble.
Right! Nothing tease the cops off more than when they come up behind you, hit their sirens, and you're going, you know, you're rocking out with your stereo or you're chatting on your cell phone, you don't hear their siren. Makes them crazy. Enter the rumbler. Turning on the rumbler emits low-frequency sound waves that are so strong they can be felt up to 200 feet away, says a spokesman for manufacturer Federal Signal. Quote, it feels like a tremor inside the vehicle. Police hope to use the rumbler to get attention and clear intersections for emergencies. They also deny that all those loose dental fillings lining the roads will be a traffic hazard.
That kind of, I mean, honestly, it sounds like kind of fun.
Really? Oh, where's Roxanne? Oh, she's out again trying to draw the attention of traffic cops. You know, they catch you speeding, they pull up behind you, they turn on the rumbler, and they're like, oh, there's that brunette with that smile on her face again. What's she doing out here? Here's your next limerick.
You say jump, I say how high and where, while that other dog sleeps on your chair. But then he gets a snack, and you scratch that bum's back. Well, this dog thinks that's just not
fair.
Right. Do you ever think that your dog Sparky there is glaring at you from across the room as you cuddle with the other dog Fluffy on the couch? You're not imagining it. According to researchers at the University of Portsmouth in England, dogs know when they're treated unfairly. They experience complex emotions like jealousy, embarrassment, empathy, and guilt. Researchers asked dogs to extend a paw, and when they did, they rewarded one dog with a treat but not the other. The unrewarded dog caught on, refused to play, treated the other dog badly. Researchers say the findings should be viewed as a dangerous warning to pet owners. They say, yes, Scruffy may look cute in that embarrassing doggy Yoda costume. You got him for the party. But really, he is secretly plotting to kill you in your sleep. All right, Lauren, here's your last limerick.
Watching games via satellite dish, playing soccer is my pet's greatest wish. I tie cleats to his fins, kick the ball and begin. I'm teaching the game to my
fish.
Right. The ad on the R2 Fish School website says it best, so we quote them. We know what you're thinking. This can't be real, but it is real. The R2 Fish School is offering a training DVD that you use to turn your average goldfish into an aquatic soccer superstar. You use little goldfish positive reinforcement techniques and generous helpings of fish flakes to teach your goldfish to play soccer with a little ball and do the limbo and fetch and do little slaloms. The company says it's offering two entertainment sources for just one price. One, the sight of goldfish doing tricks with a little soccer ball. And second, the sight of your loved one trying to train a goldfish to do tricks with a little soccer ball.
They also found that the fish get jealous.
Yes. Yeah. Carl, how did Lauren do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. She had three correct answers, so Lauren, you win our prize.
Well done. Woo-hoo! Congratulations. Bye-bye.
Bye.